Blog Talk Radio.
Killing us one by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we've grown to fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigga. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die like niggas. This is for the masses, the lower classes, ones you left out. Jobs were given better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. Lincoln just said that to save the nation. These are lies that we all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killing the unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free, you ask me. It's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, super bitch, lie to me. It makes me strong. I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. She keeps someone from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building. I'm fed up. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. Words of wisdom. America. I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with false imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil schemes. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turned the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequestered the rhyme. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. Let every brother have to smother on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's attainable. They're pulling your sleeve. Don't believe, cause it'll strike you. Pulling the life from your brain. I can't explain. Make it so you can't attain from what you came. You sweat to the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Inequality, but they had a beating when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. Nightmare. That's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand. America. You reap what you sow. Two-pocalypse. America's nightmare. Ice Cube from the lynch mob. America's nightmare. Above the law. America's nightmare. Past. America's nightmare. Public enemy. America's nightmare. KRS-One, America's Nightmare. New African Panther, America's Nightmare. Tulu Shakur, America's Nightmare. Geronimo Pratt, America's Nightmare. Sada Shakur, America's Nightmare.
What's going down? What's going down? What's going down?
Welcome to the Southern Root Radio, your number one scholarship region that like to deal with the public information on a whole new high-octane level. Now, today, I got a co-host here, Master Biller, on the left side of me, doing a 360 with the information that needs to be culminated on the abstract tip, which means that we're doing everything on the opposite spectrum today. Today, we're not going to go in with some of the environmental structures around the world like how we normally do because of what happened recently with the verdict of George Floyd.
Yeah.
It calls for information to be brought out because of things that have brought me to a whole nother level. We're going to deal with that in the first hour segment. In the second hour segment, we're going to deal with another topic, which one of the sisters out there hit me up with a nice good question when she threw it out there on her own page. But we dialogued a little bit, and I didn't know that I was going to put this kind of question out on the show see how it goes. But the title that we're going to have today is Within or Without Community. Now, within the community, we can see how things go. But if it ain't going down, then guess what? The community's out.
Yeah.
The community, in other words, A out. And shouts out I wanted to give to the people over here at Jan Moran Library in Pompano Beach for allowing us to sponsor our show and allowing us to use some space here to get the show running. And wanted to give a good thanks out to them as they always been courteous to us every step of the way.
Okay.
This is your host and also your mad scientist seeker that I always am, Dolomite Dolphin, coming at you with it. And like I said, today is going to be some heavy, heavy information, King, that you want to get into, as well as you're going to like how it get addressed involving the situation. Now, when you heard the situation involving the verdict,
mm-hmm.
what was the first thing that came to mind with you?
I know this might feel relieved about it. I didn't have that feeling of justice, maybe just us. That wasn't a win. I'm sorry, y'all. More like a, let's see what won't happen if nothing happens. Like someone testing you to see if you're really about that life. Once again, no disrespect to the family of Mr. Thorne. All right, it's just what we only looking for, but we'll get back to that.
What I got from it, and I don't know if anybody else felt the same way, but you know, the court thing is one issue, you know, but this brother ain't here no more.
Yeah.
And you got other people who fit that circumstances, female or male, young or old, you know, infant, or, you know, however it is on the 360. But long story short, how I got with this situation was, basically, you know, here this man is going through what he's going through. And here the crowd is...
Didn't he just lose his mother, too? Because in the video, if you listen to it, when they first walked up on him, the man told him, man, I just lost my mama. And he was begging for the police not to kill him. Now...
And see, the thing that gets me is, these people, you know, going around doing their thing. I'm pretty sure there's pretty other people out there whose story tried to reach social media, didn't, try to reach, you know, the news network. They ousted out. Here it is, you know, imagine what they going through. Well, it's justice for them, too. No, it ain't, man.
No.
Look at this. You act like you won a Super Bowl. oh, black fish in there, it make me feel good. No.
No.
This topic of what we're dealing with today is going to correlate with how it's going to transition to the second half. Because it's going to show a connection. It's going to show a connection. But long story short, you know, when I see this, I'm like, man, you know, what went through my mind was, okay, where's the Rodney King stuff? You know, when the riots don't still keep happening, your objective here was to overthrow.
Right.
Hey, let's just be honest. You ain't rioting for no reason. You ain't protesting for no reason. Your objective was to overthrow. And you ain't do that. And see, I have to revert to this particular movie here called Reign of Fire. And it's plain and simple. Envy the country that raises heroes, that has heroes, that breeds heroes. But you got to pity the people who need. It don't matter what country, no territory. Pity the people who need heroes. Why? Because you ain't strong enough to do. And then when you sit here and see one little action go down, where you at with the one little action that goes down? Woo, I won the Super Bowl. Woo, we won. How we won when you not the hero doing the work?
And I don't do that. But how anything won when a young man was killed right up the way from where George Floyd was murdered? So what you won?
What about for him? Y'all rooting for him too? See, we have a sick mind. Have a sick mind. Have a sick mind. And they're going to convey, like I said, to the information that the sister brought to me on that. But, you know, going back to, you know, it is what it is. What we celebrating here? This man lost his, you know, his life. What you celebrating? Why y'all cheering, clapping?
All in the street shaking your ass and got your kids all around your neck and shit. Listen, no disrespect, but the people did more than y'all did way back in the day.
The real heroes in this matter is the police and the attorneys and also the jury. Because they had to tell all that information in court.
Just for that didn't go down like that.
So before y'all can get, you know, pumped up in the air with it. What you pumped up for? What you celebrating? You ain't do nothing. You ain't do nothing.
Not a team, not a team.